It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
There are over 100 trillion bacteria living in our body, and most of them are in the gut, our digestive tract. And they're so super important for our immunity, metabolism, and even our mental health. And now what I want to do is I want to talk more with Dr. Raphael Kelman today. He's a New York-based MD and best-selling author of The Microbiome Diet, and he's going to give us some insight how the microbiome has an effect on our psychology. Now, thanks for being on Ones for Life here, Dr. Kelman. How does the microbiome affect our brain?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a direct connection between the trillions of gut bacteria and our brain. Remember, the gut bacteria, the microbiome, is our best ally. When we say the word bacteria, we should start thinking of them as our best ally, not as a virulent pathogen, because the vast majority of bacteria, especially when they're in part of a healthy ecology in the microbiome, are our greatest ally, and they keep us healthy. And they have an intricate interconnectedness with the gastrointestinal tract, with the immune system, with balancing the immune system, with the cardiovascular system and the endocrine system, and also the brain. In fact, it speaks to the brain. There's a bidirectional line of communication between these trillions of bacteria and our brain. And they're working in conjunction with the overall systems, all the systems in the body, but there's a direct line of communication between the gut bacteria and the brain. In fact, in order to keep the brain healthy and to make the brain even healthier and to tap into deeper levels of health, of brain function and brain power and mood and vitality and sense of optimism, believe it or not, you can turn the dial up, even if you think you're feeling okay. Even if you say, oh, I'm not depressed, I'm not anxious. But what level are you living on? Are you really reaching your true capacity? Are you reaching the optimal level? Are you feeling a sense of true vitality and optimism and a sense of zest that we are really destined for? That's our biological possibilities. The answer is no, but the possibility is there. And what is the mechanism? How can that happen? How can we dial it up? That's by improving the bacteria, because the gut bacteria have direct communication to the brain, and it can improve brain function. It can help heal numerous neurological issues, like various inflammatory disorders of the brain are absolutely linked to what's happening in the gut. And many of the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis and just dementia in general, there's a direct link to problems in the gut and in the microbiome. So if we heal the microbiome in ways that I'm outlining in the book and many of my articles and what I lecture on, then what's going to happen is then we're going to improve the brain. We're going to reduce the inflammatory process. We're going to be addressing the causes and very, very important causes of why we're experiencing these epidemics of neurodegenerative disorders. Additionally, those that are not diagnosed with a disease, but their just level of function is declining, their memory is not as good, their mood is not as good, this is the pathway to really experience a much better brain, to activate the brain, to fix a suboptimal functioning brain by improving the gut bacteria. And also, not just neurodegenerative disorders is the microbiome the key, but also the depression and anxiety. My opinion is the best method of treating depression and anxiety is through the microbiome, because it has far reach into neurological processes. And it's not only that, this is from my experience, it's not only that it reduces and frequently eliminates the symptoms of depression, but it also activates what I consider a positive psychology that you don't see just with using antidepressants. So that's the general outline of why the microbiome has a profound effect on brain function.
I love everything that you're talking about. You know, there's this new science called the psychobiotics, where the psychology of the brain is linked to the probiotics, the good bacteria that are living in the gut. And, you know, it's such a, I mean, you know, it's so brand new. It just started about a year and a half ago. And Timothy Dynan's work, who's from Ireland, and I know it's in your book as well. And you believe that we got to use probiotics to manipulate. We can manipulate our brain and our feelings and how good we feel. And all of that, of course, is linked to the inflammation in our body as well. What do you believe, like, what can we do as listeners today? How can we change our and alleviate our anxiety and our depression with our gut bacteria?
Well,
what can we do today?
Okay, so it really should be done in a step-by-step process. You see, first of all, you have to improve the diet. And the diet is not just reducing the processed, packaged, refined, you know, foods. It's beyond that. It's also a diet that's cognizant and of the microbiome, that a diet that thinks about, quote unquote, the microbiome. It's not just what we want to eat. What does the microbiome want to eat? What do the bacteria want to eat? We have to start thinking like that in order for our culture to change enough so that our cuisine changes and we think differently about what we eat for dinner. Then the microbiome will get healthier on a deep, deep level. So number one, we must change our diet. Now, for some people, the first stage is you have to remove the overabundance of unhealthy bacteria. And that type of diet is a little bit different than when you don't have an excessive overgrowth, where you can go right into the what we call the microbiome superfoods. But if you have to first, you know, if you have a lot of bloating and gas and distension and discomfort, you have to first really, you know, cut down on all the carbs and all the grains, even the gluten-free grains for about a month, and the beans and the legumes. And then after then you can start introducing the microbiome superfoods, the what we call prebiotic foods. Inulin and arabinogalactans contained in these super microbiome superfoods found in, let's say, radishes and leeks and jicama and Jerusalem artichokes, et cetera. And all this is outlined in my book. And then, you know, then the gut will get much, much healthier. Then after that's done, you also want to improve the gut wall because it's been damaged, and that's creating an increased intestinal permeability, and toxins are leaking through, and partially digested foods, and people are experiencing allergies, many of which will improve as you heal the gut wall. You heal the gut wall by using the very natural compounds that the gut itself is using to heal itself. But by providing the abundance of these compounds, you're giving the gut a helping hand. And that could be glutamine and zinc and vitamin A and then carnosine, and the list goes on. And then there are probiotics that you can start using, targeted probiotics. And I like to first use ones that reduce inflammation, whether it's different strains of Bifidobacter, whether it's Acidophilus reuteri. And then you can start using targeted probiotics that have been shown to some degree to improve mood and reduce anxiety, whether it's Acidophilus casei, and there's also, I like using rhamnosus and many, many others. But the first step is the diet, healing, and then healing the gut wall, then probiotics that reduce inflammation, and then the targeted ones, which is the tip of the iceberg that studies are showing actually have a direct effect on mood and anxiety.
Well, gosh, so let's remove all the bad bugs. Let's start giving the good foods for the good bugs, then add more good bugs, and I'm sure fermented foods. Well, thanks so much for joining us here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Kelman. And you can go to microbiomedietbook.com. And this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on here on Radio MD. Stay well.